Scouting for Girls. Don't want to leave you. It's Glyde's Morning Glory with Sophie. Monday morning, 20 to 9. Alex James's Harvest Festival at his farm just near Kingham is officially a festival. It's got its licence over the weekend. I had a chat to him just at the end of last week on Friday as he was getting very excited about the combination of music and food on the 9th, 10th and 11th of September. Here's part one of me chatting to Alex James.
Hi.
I'm massive foodie and I love music, and this is my kind of thing, Alex. I like the idea.
Well, I'm glad. No, it does seem to be, you know, I just wanted to do the sort of festival that I'd want to go to. I mean, I've often thought about doing something on the farm, but I didn't quite know what to do. But the idea of food with music that you could take your kids to as well, not totally honky, bit of bite, but you know, great food, great music and stuff to keep the kids busy. That's what I'd like to go to.
Yeah, and it seems to be a big thing nowadays because, you know, when you think of festivals back in the day, you think of being knee-deep in mud and you know, just absolutely mental and up till 4 a.m. And now, you know, we went to Cornbury last weekend. There's kids everywhere. It's like a kid's dream.
Yeah, no, I took my kids last weekend. It was great.
It's just they're too cool now. Like, oh, how many festivals have you been to? I've got my wristbands, you know, at school, just showing them off. It's a new kind of era, I think, for festivals.
Well, when Blur first started playing festivals, but 20 years ago, there was only two, Glastonbury and Reading. And now there's one every weekend.
Yeah.
It's an amazing British success story, really. You know, the sort of Glastonbury model's been copied and replicated all around the world. You know, it's not just in Britain that they happen, but you know, the great gag is that they all happen on farms, but the food's always pretty appalling, or generally, you know, the food's not really often up to the level of the rest of the experience.
You take a bit of a punt. You do like the tour when you first go in. You look round everything and you think, which one of these is least likely to make me have to do the 2 mile run to the nearest Portaloo from the tent tonight? I know you're paid, so I'm very much looking forward to not having to worry about that with you. I mean, there's just some incredible stuff. I mean, things like, you know, a champagne and oyster bar with Mark Hicks hosting. It's like, hello!
I'm really, really pleased that all my favourite chefs have said they'll come. So we're very lucky in this part of the world to have amazing food culture. You know, we've got Dalesford, The Plough, Emily Watkins, you know, Heston Blumenthal's protégé in Kingham, and you know, James Watson down in Allium in Fairford. There, you know, so there's some world-class chefs and restaurants and producers in the area. And it's great to bring in, you know, really the country's best chefs. They're all coming. Fergus Henderson, Mark Hicks, Richard Corrigan, Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
If you could pick one to be your personal chef, if you had to, which one would you go for?
Hicksy's my favourite, I think. I mean, I really like his writing in The Independent, and he was the chef at the Ivy for many years, sort of London's big. So this was the most glamorous restaurant.
You can call it a celeb haunt.
Well, I suppose it was, really. It's not so much anymore. He's left there and he does his own restaurant. But he's been at the sort of right at the forefront, at the vanguard of the renaissance of British food. You know, British food didn't really have an identity 20 years ago. And the first thing an aging rock gentleman like myself would have done 20 years ago would be to leave Britain, because the food was so dreadful. People are still eating bumper pack turkey Twizzlers, but you know, if you want to eat the best food in the world, you can get it in Britain now. You know, the best of British food is as good as the best food anywhere.
And you're going to be—I mean, not you personally—but there will be cooking classes as well at this festival.
There's Dalesford Cookery School and Monty Don doing gardening workshops and the music. Sometimes you struggle and you push and you shove and nothing happens. So this has all sort of just come together really effortlessly. Everybody that I've called has been like, yep, definitely. Katie Tunstall, who was the first person to work here at the studio, she's up for it. And Athlete and The Feeling, who I've known for years, are coming. So it's a really good music lineup. I'm just really pleased with how it's all just sort of sprung together.
All right, more from Alex James, all about Harvest Festival and Blur, of course, after TLC and No Scrubs at Glyde. Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster.